And now for something completely machinima.
Tracy Harwood. So I've done a little bit of digging around and I've discovered.
Ricky Grove. Fog comes in on little cat feet.
Phil Rice. This is the best film that I've seen all year and maybe ever.
Damien Valentine. Use the machinima, Luke.
Hello and welcome to And Now for Something Completely Machinima, the podcast about machinima, virtual production, and related technologies. I'm your host, Phil Rice, and I'm here with my co-hosts, Damien Valentine and Tracy Harwood.
Hello.
Hello.
Ricky is off on a... I forgot to think of, I like coming up with like creative places of where.
Didn't he say he was going to Arrakis to learn how to ride a sandworm because he was inspired by.
Ricky is off doing Fremen training. That's correct. That is correct. So he'll be drinking the water of life. And assuming that he survives that, we'll see him at the next episode. So today we're going to talk about some films that are picked by Tracy and Damien. And we're going to start with Tracy. Tracy, you've got two films for us. Why don't you tell us about them?
Oh, yes. All music videos. This one, Portal, The Sound of Science by Harry 101 UK. And actually, it's not new. It was released at the end of May, 29th of May, 2020. It's been made using a game actually that's 12 years old too. But I still wanted to highlight it because I just think it's a really cool video. It's a parody of The Sound of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel. It's made in Source Filmmaker using Portal 2 assets and the synthesized voice of GLaDOS, which is this sinister controlling HAL-like computer in the game. GLaDOS stands for Genetic Life Form and Disk Operating System. The lyrics were written by The Stupendium, and apparently the idea came to fruition over a three-year period. And I think what is brilliant with this actually is the editing, as well as just how chilling the words are in this, basically reflecting the lore of the game itself. In fact, I think the horror of the game and the Chell character, you know, that female lead character, and that character's kind of endless determination and tenacity is beautifully exemplified in this little music video. Chell's the first test subject in the game, as I understand it. And as one commentator puts it, the film illustrates the gleaming facades and high-tech machines built on nightmares and death. But it's really quite hypnotizing. Now, Harry 101, real name Harry Callahan, has been around a while. He's been working with Portal using Source Filmmaker for many, many years. He is known for voicing the Portal 2 mod Portal stories, Mel, and particularly for one of the first Portal films I saw, which was called Portal Meet the Cause, which was released in August 2012. And I vaguely remember showing that at a machinima showcase I did somewhere in the late 2000s. I'll put a link to Meet the Cause 1 as well, because that was quite a fun video where he gave all those machines distinctive characters. And it was really very interesting how he'd done that. Now, The Stupendium, otherwise known as Gregory Holgate, is actually a well-known musician whose oeuvre is really described as nerdcore, which I think is really quite cool. And I'm not going to talk too much about the other Portal one that I picked, but I just picked a second Portal one as a contrast, really. Made in Minecraft, another music video, completely different type of music, and I enjoyed it. for very similar reasons, in some respects, but for very different types of content. This one is called Who I Am, and it's by Cubicle, to an original pop star song by CG5. And that was premiered actually on the 6th of May, a couple of weeks before Harry 101's film. And again, it focuses on Chell and GLaDOS, and it's basically a complete run through of Portal 1 and 2. But considering it's only made in cubes, I think what's interesting about this one is the level of detail that it's gone to, which is really quite astonishing. And it's a little longer. It's 6 minutes long than Harry 101's, which is just as long as a song, basically. I guess this one's a little bit more repetitive, but it's kind of worth checking it out for, you know, no other reason really than to contrast it to Harry's supercut, I think. I suppose really the only other thing to say is CG5 is actually a guy called Charlie Green. I like to mention real people's names as well as the pseudonyms they give themselves. So yeah, what did you think? Those are my picks.
Yeah, the first one was really chilling. I think chilling is a great word for it. Beautiful. Beautiful render. Source filmmaker. I mean, it's never looked better, really. More, it's never looked more artistic. Mm. Like the use of color and it's just a gorgeous little film. I don't want to give away the story at all, but yeah, it goes to a darker place than you might first expect when you begin watching. And I like that. I like what they did there. It's kind of shocking, just how dark it goes. Yeah. So, not in a gory way at all. Just more in an implied manner. And yeah, the lyrics, you almost have to listen to it a second time to get how kind of creepy and dark the lyrics are. So yeah, just it's just a wonderful short. I think the only thing, it's just personal preference, I guess, but the voice, the GLaDOS voice, maybe it's just my particular headphones that I was wearing when I listened to it or something, but it kind of started to get grating. There was some frequency that was just really cutting through, and kind of, and by the end of watching it, it was like, I'm glad this is done. I don't want to hear that voice anymore. The music itself is very well constructed. The instrumentation is nice. It's fairly simple, but it's effective. But that voice, it was just a little, it was something about it was just piercing through, and it like literally made one eye kind of shut as I was listening after a while, almost a migraine feeling. So that could just be my something particular about my setup or something. But I liked it overall. I really, really respect the craft, not only of the music, but of the video. Just really well thought out and beautifully portrayed. And I don't know, more painterly than your typical Source Engine or Source Filmmaker output that we've seen. This has a real artistic flair to it. Who I am the video, just to clarify, that's not made in Minecraft, for sure.
No, that's right.
It's probably Blender or something like that. There's a lot of, I think just about every significant piece of Minecraft content,
yes,
has been made available in Blender for people to use if they want to. And then from there, you can really add the kinds of movements and animations and facial expressions and stuff that are here. So it's made in the style of Minecraft.
That's right. Yeah.
Nice craft here. I found the mix of the choice to mix a Portal story with a Minecraft aesthetic, like for some reason, and maybe I was just tired when I watched it, but I just kind of got hung up on why. But why do that? Like, yeah. Okay, but why? I mean, I don't know. Is there a Is there a giant overlap in fan base between Minecraft and Portal? I guess maybe they're both very popular games, but just, I don't know. For some reason, I just got hung up on that, of just the why choose this, but it's effectively executed. And it's fun, you know, it's much lighter than the first one in terms of tone. And yet it still conveys, some of that darker tinged element of Portal. And it's funny because with both these films, the further you go into them, the more sense you get of that dark story.
Mm.
The reason that's funny to me is because that's exactly how the Portal game is too.
Yes.
Having played it, the deeper you go into that world, the stranger and kind of darker and more personal it gets. At the beginning, it's just a funny gameplay gimmick, you know? Oh, cool, I can punch a hole here and jump through there, and you're solving puzzles and problems. And yeah, the more you go in, and I think it's maybe not even just in the course of the first game, it's over the course of multiple chapters of the game. Yeah, the whole personality of GLaDOS and this dark, you know, the, I guess it's the dark and authoritarian tyranny of Half-Life 2 creeps into this is part of that same universe in a way, you know? And so it's, you know, Half-Life 2 is not a heavy story, like, at all. It's tough stuff. So anyway, yeah, I enjoyed it, and it's amazing. Did you find both of these films in the same, like, short period of time, or had you been sitting on one and then found the other? How did you find two so completely different Portal films in one go?
I think I watched Harry, have Harry 1010 or whatever on my list of people to sort of try and look for something that we could discuss, probably for a couple of years, because I remember Meet the Cause years and years ago, and I was really hoping he'd continue. So I got him on my list of people to just sort of check up on, and obviously, you know, time moves on, we've seen some amazing content over the years, and each month it's dropped down the list again. But this month I really thought, no, it's time to do it. And then, you know, the following day when I watched that again, just to sort of go through it, this second one popped up on our channel, and I wasn't really looking for Portal stuff. But I think as we talked about this last month, there's been some stuff going on in, you know, with Portal, with what Valve has been doing, which we talked about in a couple of episodes ago. And I think that's why Portal is sort of floating up the YouTube, you know, channel stats, because it's on the tip of quite a few people's tongues at the moment because of all the, you know, the dissatisfaction with the community about various things that are kind of going on. So I think it's just there more than it has been over quite a few years, considering it's a 12-year-old game. You know, this is not a new game. This is, you know, there's a lot of people that have been interested in this content for you know, an extended period of time, just like they have with GTA 5 in many ways. It's, I mean, how that game has survived for so long, I don't really know. But yeah, it's there, it's popping up. Super ironic that it was a music video as well. So great pick.
Yeah.
Great, well, complimentary pick, contrasting pick.
No, you can pat yourself on the back for your
I picks, am doing. You know? Sorry.
Oh, great job. All right. Damien, what did you think?
I enjoyed both of them. And there's that creepy unease that you get in both videos.
Yeah.
Which does perfectly capture the tone of the game that you're saying, Phil. It's like, yeah, it starts off as a fun thing, and then you're enjoying yourself playing it, figuring out the puzzles, and then you start to get this picture that there's something very wrong here. And then you find out more about it as you play through the game, and then the second game expands on that as well. Both videos kind of capture that, but the Sound of Silence in particular, there's something unsettling about it, but it's so well done.
Yeah.
That it kind of made me want to install the games again and give them another go, because I had such a great time playing both of them. I don't really know what else I can say about it. I just was really impressed by that one. And then the second one, the Minecraft one, I thought, well, that's an interesting choice. But, they recreated key moments from the games, this Minecraft style, which I thought, well, that's an interesting way to do it. And they did it well, because it's been a while since I played them. But the moments, I thought, oh, I remember when I did that bit, and I remember that bit, and I remember that bit. They did it really well. So, yeah, both are excellent picks. And
Yeah, to telling the story. It's interesting that they both convey the stories so well, given that they're music videos for one thing. But you get the same sense of what's being conveyed through them both. Completely different style of music. That was what I that was what caught my attention, really. Anyway, your pick.
Yeah, Damien, tell us about yours.
I haven't played this game yet, but I've seen that it's become incredibly popular. It's one of those games that it gets launched and suddenly becomes massively popular, and loads of people playing multiplayer. So this is Helldivers 2, and I thought, I wonder if anyone's made anything with it yet, because it got released in February, and there was a lot of Helldivers 2 videos that people were made to. Some it's just gameplay videos, and some people are trying to build on the lore of the game and tell their own, expand on that. But the one I found that I really enjoyed best was this Helldivers 2 rap by JT Music. And we've covered some of his videos before, like that Baby Yoda video. And this blows away everything else I saw. And you've got to keep in mind, this game's been out for less than 2 months from the day we record. And to put this together so quickly, and to come up with the lyrics and animate it, and capture all the footage or whatever else he's done to put this together. And I thought, well, this shows what could happen when a game really takes off, and it's obviously potential there for Machinima. Just the sheer amount of other videos as well, that there's a lot of them. But yeah, this is the one I really liked, and I thought I'm going to share it with the rest of you. So what do you think?
Well, I thought, I'm always blown away by these guys, actually. I mean, they used to be called JT Machinima before they changed their name to JT Music, but their game music videos are just outstanding. They just somehow seem to capture the essence of the game, and and put a rap to it, which I'm guessing they don't use AI to do, because they've been doing
Yeah,
it
no, this is
for a
not an
while.
AI-written lyric for
It
sure. It's way too good.
is, isn't it? It's brilliant. I mean, what they've got here is, to me, a kind of a cross between, and this is what I mean, they've captured the ethos of this game. It's a cross between Captain America, Halo, Aliens, and Starship Troopers, with a dash of slapstick to boot, as this kind of as I understand it, it's a four-man team-based third-person shooter style game, which, as you say, was released like 6, 7 weeks ago, as we sort of sit here now. And I was kind of looking at the game as well, and it's a game apparently that it's all about having fun. It's not really about, it doesn't take itself too seriously, as I understand it. It's kind of like there's a lot of comedic content in it. In the way that the characters get themselves into trouble and can kind of be assassinated, which is, as I understand it, has also been described as a bit Warhammer 40K-ish, gone wrong. And the thing that I thought was really fascinating when I started to, what it's like, you get into one thing and then you kind of read a bit more and a bit more. Well, what I read about this was that its creator, a guy called Johan Pihlstedt, apparently drew primarily the inspiration for the game from tabletop games, such as Dungeons and Dragons, and that kind of sense of, whatever happens on the table, in the end, you're all having a bit of fun playing it as well by sort of larking around as you're playing it. And that's really what he's captured in the design of this game. I have to say, I think the cinematics of it looked absolutely gorgeous. It just looks really high quality. I think the video that JT Music have put together really show it at its best. There's lots of action in it. You get the sense of lots of camaraderie. You get the comedic lines in the rap. You get lots of bugs being blown up and these kind of heroic moments of successful missions being completed. All of that, I think, is, rooted in what this game is supposed to be about. I just always, really enjoy what these guys produce. If you ever want to find out what a game's about, just watch one of the JT music videos, I think, for 10 minutes, and you get the essence of it there and then in this kind of crazy rap with a few kind of repeating keynotes of major events or major images. And that's all you need, I think. I mean, the other thing I'll say, it was only released beginning of the month, 9th of March, sort of a couple of weeks into the month. And by the time I sort of watched it, when you put it on the board, it was already over 1 million views. I'm not surprised, really. It's great. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, the game has a tagline that they've been using with the marketing. The galaxy's last line of offense. OFFENCE. Wonderful wordplay there. I mean the Starship Troopers influence here is just enormous. And especially in some of the ways that they've highlighted in that JT Music have highlighted in their video, the just drippingly bitter political satire, patriotism displayed as kind of a joke and highly cynical of, employment of liberty and freedom and all that, and just that was Starship Troopers. If you've never seen it, or if you maybe saw it when you were too young to understand Starship Troopers, that was not a science fiction action movie. That was one of the most dripping pieces of satire ever made. And just wonderfully done. Like, it's very, very funny movie. But the satire is what's really masterful with it. This film, and I feel like that the game, which I haven't played either, I feel like the game really leans heavily into that too, that that's where they're getting a lot of this from. The lyric is just brilliant of their song. That's always been a strength of theirs. But this one, there's some turns of phrase that they use that can only remind me of Eminem, who is an absolute master wordsmith in the world of rap. I mean, that's what he's known for. And the rapper voice on this kind of sounds at times a little bit like Eminem, maybe not quite as fast. But there's a plus to that because then it's easier to understand what's being said here. But just brilliantly written, everything just goes along with this satire, not satire, cynicism. It's both, but a cynicism that as a man with a father that has a son that's the age that this resonates with, it makes me a little uncomfortable because it's so on target. Like, I remember what it was like to feel that way, and the zeitgeist right now, I think to some degree throughout the West, but especially in the United States right now, this is totally the spirit of the times is just real cynicism about our leaders and about the principles that our leaders have been extolling as a result, that just everybody's corrupt, that nothing's genuine. I mean, that's really what we're struggling with right now. And for people who still remember what it was like to not feel that way, we're having a hard time coming up with answers to that because it is a mess. This place is a mess. The world, it's a really difficult time right now, in different ways than, there have been harder times. There have certainly been harder times to like just eke out an existence. If anyone thinks that this is hard compared to what life was like 100 years ago and going back for the rest of time, then you're an idiot. We have it so good in that regard. But, you know, new problems come, you know. And yeah, right now, I think the challenge of ours now is that, you know, that the institutions that are around us are they're starting to show signs of wear, you know, and people are doubting them. And, you know, the people who, let's say, you know, all of our older relatives who fought in wars to preserve this, they're all going away. And so we're the generation now that's going to question it all. And how did we get here? And is this really worth it? And is this really what's right to stand up for? And what's with all these flags? And, you know, what's with all these presidents and monarchs? And, you know, it, man, it's scary where that could go. And this film totally just has some fun with that. frankly, you know, it's because that's the seriousness of it. There's really nothing great about being in the world when it's kind of poised on the brink of who knows what, you know, and you got different world leaders in different places rattling their sabers and bragging about their nukes and deploying fleets to this, that, and the other and threatening to take over this and that. And it's like, man, we just don't know how close we are to the brink of something far worse than what we've got, you know? And yeah, I just can't imagine being a young person growing up and that's, you look around and that's what you see in the world. You know, you don't see a whole lot to be optimistic about or to admire. And so the healthy way, the sane way to deal with that is through humor, is through satire. I feel like that this film is about much more than just that video game. That video game, I think, is built on that spirit of the times as well, but yeah, the film seems to take it further, like really lean into it. Yeah, let's call this what it is and be openly cynical about it. Yeah, and that's needed sometimes, you know. Satirists are very, very important drivers. They're today's court jester of sorts, you know. They're the ones telling the truth, even if they don't have an answer to how to fix it. They're not afraid to go ahead and point out the problems. So yeah, all of that comes flooding up with this. And then the fact that all that dark topic is there, and yet they made it really, really enjoyable to ride along with it. You know, it is, it's fun. It's just a fun video and crazy. And it's a weird thing to experience, to be delivered a message that is so clearly, you know, this movie has a dark message. It does, because it's being really honest about a world that's kind of broken, you know? And the fact that they do that and yet it's entertaining is it's a clever balance that they've achieved there. You know, and there's one of two possibilities here. Either they do that and they know they're doing it, or they're just writing the, you know, along with the current of the way things are going and expressing it honestly. Either way, I appreciate it. Whether or not this was deliberate messaging or just, for lack of a better word, a psalm, you know, a crying out, a lamentation. Lamentation's the better word.
To liberty,
which is basically
and
just a brutally accurate description of what the F is going on, you know? So is it that, or is it someone who knows what's going on and is deliberately trying to call attention to this? I don't know. And it doesn't matter. That's what's cool. It doesn't matter at all. It's effective either way. So it's not going to change the world, but it's not designed to. No. It's designed to describe the world in a way that would be really hard. It would be a really uncomfortable conversation to say what this film says about the world in a serious conversation. It would be really, really uncomfortable. It would be almost intolerable. But humor can encapsulate that in a pill you'll swallow. So yeah, this is it's brilliant, brilliant stuff. So enjoyed it very much. I have no idea what Helldivers is about other than what I've read about it. I may try out, I don't know if they have a demo for this too or not. Yeah, probably
Liberty
not.
and Beyond, Phil.
It's
That's
about a
a spell.
$40 game for the base game.
I'm kind of
I
intrigued to
think
play
my
it.
son has been talking about getting into it to play with some college friends of his, so maybe I'll just peer over his shoulder instead. Or I'll ask him to stream it on Discord for me so I can watch him play it if he plays it.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't look like a game that would really occupy me for very long. I'm a little past my prime on get together with my friends to blow stuff up. But I remember what it was like.
Yeah. It's not really a game you could play by yourself either. I think you need a
You
group
need a
that
team.
plays it
Okay.
the same
Okay.
amount as
Very
you.
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great pick, though.
Yeah.
Excellent pick.
Well, I'm glad you both enjoyed it.
Well,
All right. Well,
that's
oh, I
what
just
music
remembered
begins.
I'm the host,
Yes,
aren't
you
I? We're
are.
all just looking at each other like,
Whoa, come on, Phil.
who's next? Yeah. Hey, thanks for joining us. Let us know what you think about what we've done with the format here lately. Because what we've been doing lately is we've got two episodes. We've got on average 4 episodes a month. Sometimes there's that extra fifth week and we have to figure out what to do. Maybe it's an interview or something like that. But generally speaking, 4 episodes a month. The first 2 episodes each month are each devoted to a film. Then we've got our news episode where we cover a whole wide array of stuff. And then typically the fourth episode is kind of a combination where we review two people's picks. I'm asking my co-host here first. I think this is working really good. I'm curious what the listeners think if you're enjoying this. Our objective was to still inject some news discussion into the podcast without burdening every single episode with that, because the episodes were starting to really get long when we were doing that. So that's why we changed it that way. Is it working for you like it is for us? Let us know. You can do so in a comment wherever you see this podcast posted, or you can do so by email, talk@completelymachinima.com. Yeah, so that's that. So on behalf of my hosts, co-hosts, Damian Valentine and Tracy Harwood, and Ricky Grove in absentia, I'm Phil Rice. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.